good evening. I'm David Feldman. I'm the director of the Pairs Institute for the Study of Antisemitism. It's my pleasure to welcome you all here this evening to what I think promises to be an absolutely fascinating evening, a discussion of Mary Fulbrook's new book, A Small Town Near Auschwitz, Ordinary Nazis and the Holocaust. As Mary writes, it's a story of the exploitation, well, in part it's a story of the exploitation and murder of Jews in one small town in Silesia after the German invasion of Poland at the start of September 1939. But it's also a book which is concerned with how these events were remembered subsequently. And it's a story which occurred in many other places in Poland in ways which were more or less similar. Mary tells this story with great care and insight, and by focusing on the German civilian administration, which was at one remove from the direct persecution of Jews, Mary contributes powerfully to our understanding of how those events, which came subsequently to be known as the Holocaust, how those events were possible. But this is a story with a personal twist, as we shall hear. The story of this civilian administrator, Udo Klauser, is entangled with Mary's family and personal history. Mary Fulbrook is professor of German history at University College, London, just up the road from here, and she has written widely on the history of Germany in the 20th century, in particular on the history of the German Democratic Republic, and on violence and German dictatorships before writing this book. She'll be in conversation with Jane Kaplan of St. Anthony's College, Oxford, and also I'm at Birkbeck. I first encountered Jane when I was an undergraduate and learned hugely from her lectures on the Nazi state. So it's hard for me to think of anyone better suited to discuss Mary's book with her. And she has subsequently written on the history of concentration camps as well. Mary and Jane will discuss the book for about half an hour, and then we will show you a film, a DVD to be precise, and then we will open the subject to questions and discussion from you. But first of all, Mary and Jane. Thank you.